Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, August 14th, One Take Wednesday. I'm actually recording on Tuesday, just after I have dropped off May, my youngest, to kindergarten, and Eleanor Grace, my middle to sixth grade. I know many of you have friends or family who are going back to school, so I really want us to focus in on praying for the kids in our fellowship and in our community and in our families today as they start back to school. We're in Galatians chapter 3. Remember, the book of Galatians is where Paul is a little bit angry at what are called the Judaizers, people who are coming back into the Christian faith and trying to make it Jewish again. That's not a bad thing, but for Greeks who grew up without circumcision and without special days like the Sabbath and other temple observances, they're a little confused. Okay, we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, and now you're telling us we have to do all these works of the law as well. So there's a lot of tension going on, and Paul wants to set the record straight. So let me find for us here Galatians chapter 3 in the New International Version. The title in my Bible says, Faith or Works of the Law. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law? Or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Have you experienced so much in vain, if it really was in vain? So again, I ask, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law, or by your believing what you heard? So also Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, as it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Clearly, no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous will live by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, it says, the person who does these things will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. The next section is called The Law and the Promise. Brothers and sisters, let me take an example from everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or add to a human covenant that has been duly established, so it is in this case. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person, who is Christ. What I mean is this. The law introduced 430 years later does not set aside the covenant previously established by God and thus do away with the promise. For if the inheritance depends on the law, then it no longer depends on the promise. But God in His grace gave it to Abraham through a promise. Why then was the law given at all? it was added because of transgressions until the seed to whom the promise referred had come. The law was given through angels and entrusted to a mediator. A mediator, however, implies more than one party, but God is one. Is the law, therefore, opposed to the promises of God? Absolutely not. For if the law had been given that could impart life, then righteousness would certainly have come by the law. But Scripture has locked up everything under the control of sin, so that what was promised, being given through faith in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe. The next section says, Children of God. Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. I'm always looking for the gospel when we are reading through Galatians or any other book. And remember, we were going to talk about the point. Well, here's the point, I think, in, let's see, verse 14. Jesus Christ redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith, we may receive the promise of the Spirit. It is through grace we are saved by faith. And this is the message of Galatians. Here at the end, there's another message here. The point is that we are not divided from people who are circumcised and those who are uncircumcised. In fact, women can't be circumcised. But here Paul's saying, that's not what's important. What's important is being in Christ. Verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. As we pray today, as I mentioned earlier, let's pray for the children as they return back to school, and let's pray for our fellowship that we might be one who goes forward in unity, remembering the main thing, the gospel. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We want to take a minute just to reorient ourselves, our lives, our consciousness around it. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus and what he did for us so that we can be your people. We can be called by your name. We are heirs of the promise. Thank you, Lord, for the kids in our fellowship, in our families, in our communities. We pray your protection over them this year. We pray, Lord, for those who are believers, that they might be a light to those around them. Help them to remember that they might be the only Jesus that a child in their classroom sees. Give them fullness of the fruit of your Spirit today. And for those who have not yet met you, we pray that this year would be one where you illuminate their path, you help them to understand who you are, and you surround them with people who love you and love them. Thank you for our teachers, Lord. Please bless them and protect them, the office workers, the lunchroom ladies, the custodians, the principals. Thank you for our superintendents. We ask, Lord, that you would bless and keep them and make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them and lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace. And be with all of us today, wherever we are. help us, teach us. We thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.